Grace be yours and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we continue on in Romans chapter 12 as we look at Christian stewardship, looking this morning at how God gives us different gifts and yet we have that same grace in Christ. We read in Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 6. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. This is God's Word. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, members of His spiritual body, the Church. When God your Creator formed you in your mother's wombs, He formed you with different members that would work in unity for the good of your one body. That is also true as God the Holy Spirit calls together people with a variety of different gifts that He has endowed them with for the common good of the body. In this case, the body is that spiritual body, the body of Christ. In this section of Paul's letter to the Romans, the apostle has looked and talked about that coming together of those different gifts in order to serve God in His church. He lists those gifts, and then he exhorts us Christians about how to use those gifts, with what spirit and attitude we are to do those things as we are blessed in the tie that binds us together. This morning in our second Sunday of looking at Christian stewardship, we'll take a look at those two aspects of the different gifts and how we use them under the theme, we really desire to serve the Lord. And then why is that? First, because God has endowed us with a variety of different gifts. And secondly, He has made us with a different heart and has given us a different heart toward one another in Christ. The Spirit of God has endowed us as Christians with different spiritual gifts basically for three purposes. And not one of those purposes is our own glorification. The three purposes of those spiritual gifts is for the spreading of God's Word. It is for the edification and help that we give one another in the body of Christ. And it is to show mercy and compassion to others. But how do I know what spiritual gifts God has given me? How do I know how to use them? Well, again, we go back a little bit earlier in Romans chapter 12, what we talked about last time where the apostle tells us to use sober judgment in keeping with the faith that God has given us to know those gifts. And then, in view of God's mercy, to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is our reasonable service. And recall, we said that we can do that now because God has transformed our minds. He has renewed our minds so that we can see those gifts that He gives to us. The Apostle Paul lists seven of those gifts. They are the gift of prophecy, the gift of service, the gift of teaching, the gift of showing mercy to others, the gift of encouraging, the gift of contributing to the needs of others, and the gift of leadership. In Bible class this morning, we went quite in depth about the meaning of those different gifts, and permit me this morning just to review them briefly. The gift of prophesying is the ability to share God's word in a structured way so that that word might be conveyed to other people. It is sharing all the truths of Scripture and not one's own views and opinions. If you have the gift of service, that means that you have your eyes open for ways to serve the Lord in what many people would consider menial tasks. To do the ordinary things like waiting on tables and cutting the grass and cleaning the church and doing those simple kinds of things that need to be done around the church. If you have the gift of teaching, it is the ability to teach God's Word, to be able to convey in a way the Word of God to people so that they understand it, so that they can learn it, so the Holy Spirit uses that teaching to strengthen their faith. If you have the spiritual gift of encouraging, it is really to ask people how they're doing. It's to see people and express your interest in them, to tell them that you care about them and are praying about them or thinking about them. It's sending a note or giving a telephone call or sending an email just to let people know that they are on your heart. If it is the gift of contributing to the needs of others, then Paul says, do it generously. As we share our money, our material goods for the furthering of the kingdom and for the working of His purposes on earth. If it's leadership, govern diligently. That means not selfishly, not with one's own agenda, but to lead God's people guided by God's Word, to lead people where God wants us all to go by the power of His Word. And then finally, he lists showing mercy. Do it cheerfully. Showing mercy means to forgive somebody when they have wronged you, or if someone has made a mistake, that you don't call them on it or put them down for it. It means to show people that you realize that you're not perfect and that God has forgiven you. And so you don't expect them to be perfect, and you forgive them when they aren't. These are the spiritual gifts that God endows to you and to me, in accordance with our own faith and in accordance with the teachings that are our Christian faith. We are to prayerfully to judge what our gifts might be and look for opportunities of how to put those gifts into practice in the church. We really desire to serve the Lord, don't we? Because we are His children. We have been called by His grace in Christ to belong to Him. And God shows us and directs us of a variety of different ways in which we might do that. We have different gifts, but we have that one grace. And where we don't all use those gifts, it's like when your body's parts don't work the way God wanted them to. I mean, where are we when our arm and hand doesn't want to serve its purpose in its life and in connection with the other parts of the body? Where are we, or where would we be if our legs didn't want to work, or our eyes didn't want to work, or our stomach didn't want to work, or our heart? Our body would not be what God intended it to be. We might say that we've become, I guess to use politically incorrect words, that we would become crippled, or that we would become handicapped. We would become limited in what we would be able to do. That's no less true in the spiritual body of Christ. First of all, we remember that God doesn't need us. But God has graciously called us to do His work. But when we don't use it, when we don't function with the gifts that God has given us, then the work of the body of Christ is hindered. It can become crippled. God's work will still be accomplished according to His will. But yet then we become an obstacle. We can become a barrier in the way that God's kingdom will come and His purposes are accomplished. All of us want the parts of our body to function as a unit for the good of our bodies. As Christians, all of us want and desire to serve the Lord, to use our spiritual gifts so that the body of Christ can function the way that He desires. In order to do that, God again has been gracious to us and has also made a difference in our hearts so that we want to do that, so that we're able to do that. I can say that you desire to do that because you confess that you are believers. And believers want to serve God. Believers want to follow Christ because God has given us new hearts. God has transformed our hearts. True, we're still carrying around our sinful nature that's constantly there, making us or leading us to do what we don't want to do, or not doing the things that we want to do. But the old man, with our selfishness that gets in the way, our impatience that gets in the way, our pride or laziness that gets in the way of our using our spiritual gifts, we still have to carry that old sinful nature around with us each and every day. But through the gospel, through the means of grace, you are the baptized children of God. You have been called by grace in Christ to belong to your Heavenly Father. God strengthens and sustains our faith by giving us the forgiveness of sins in the absolution and in His true body and blood that is ours in the Lord's Supper. God has changed our hearts and keeps those hearts changed and given us a new and different attitude toward one another. And how does that attitude manifest itself? How do our different hearts show in our relationship with each other as members of the body of Christ and as members of Bethlehem congregation? Well, here's how. Hate what is evil. Be devoted to one another. honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Be joyful. Be patient. Be faithful. Share. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. And the last one is part of our liturgy. Live in harmony with one another. Those are the very practical ways that you and I live the difference that God has made in our hearts. And when our sins, when our sinful nature strives to get in the way, and it does, then we repent of our sins. We acknowledge those sins to God and richly and daily receive His forgiveness, receive His mercy. Recall last week that I said that in view of God's mercy could be translated because of God's mercy. So because of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifices and do those things that Paul encourages us to do. This morning, let me talk about a little bit different way that we could understand in view of God's mercy. Think of yourself as standing on one of those overlooks or one of those viewing spots in some scenic area. You pull off the side of the road and you go to the vista and you look out and you see this beautiful, majestic, powerful vision right there in front of your eyes. And in view of that, you say how glorious and wonderful and majestic that is. Brothers, sisters in Christ, think of in view of God's mercy that way this morning. Look out with the eyes of faith and see the cross of Jesus Christ. See His empty tomb. See Him ascend into heaven to daily rule over all things for the sake of the church. In view of that mercy of God, with our eyes fixed on His manger, with our eyes fixed on the wise men bowing down and worship Him, with that vision of the cross and the empty tomb and the ascended Christ in our sight, then we will not use our gifts with only ourselves in mind, but then we will use our spiritual gifts with one another on our hearts. Amen.